What's up, folks? I'm Wazis Miller. That's Ninja Steve.
Hiya!
We are live in the Spot Hour After Dark.
The Terms of the Willows.
We are here.
That's what I heard.
We are here.
We're doing things. We're ready. We're
staying active. We're going everywhere we can, making sure everybody knows where it's at.
Doing crunches and munches.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've had a lot of weird guests on the show that have really made us question what's going on out there.
Definitely. It's been interesting so far. Season 2 is off to a good start, though. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's violence with plants, but I'm not really too concerned about that.
Well, you know, you could be concerned about a lot of things that are going on out there. If it isn't ponchos or, you know, just devastators trying to eat things, it's lots of stuff out there.
Absolutely. They're constantly trying to take from you and always wanting more, always wanting more. Nothing makes them happy.
Nothing makes a lot of things happy, though, you know.
You know what makes me happy, though?
What up?
The art of tandeming. Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah.
I think it's new technology, but I heard about it today.
It's when you take two of one thing and double it up, and it's like a double-licious.
Like a fusion dance?
Yeah, it could be. You know, you could do like a little sidestep with a little curtsy.
Yeah.
Tap the two fingers together.
And a sound would bleep, and then two would become one.
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like when I take two swords and I stab them at the same time.
Ah.
Or nunchucks and double whap them.
Tapping into the power grid.
Yeah,
fair
basically.
Enough. Fair enough.
That's what happens. We got that going on today, though.
We do?
Yeah, we do. We have champions.
Champions?
Yes, they've won multiple awards at the duos.
Ah, I understand. That's awesome.
Yeah, they're going to be out here a little bit later, and, you know, they're going to definitely, you know, experience what it is to be here, and we're going to experience what it is to have them here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The art of tandeming is pretty amazing. Thinking about two people coming together and making anything and everything happen at the same time?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It can happen. And it'll happen here in the studio. I heard there's going to be some live on-the-air tandeming.
Really?
Yeah.
Live here in the studio?
True.
Has the studio been reinforced for this?
We have. We've done some special modifications. We've got some high industrial strength glass.
That's good.
Other
that's
products.
Because no one wants glass in their eye.
No.
I've heard that's very painful.
It can be. You can lose a retina. Or you can scratch the lower cornea, and that can just ruin the weekend.
Yeah. I could imagine a weekend would be ruined on that situation.
Well,
I don't want that in my life.
Bleeding eyes can cause that. It does happen from time to time.
What about bleeding eyes through skies? Is that something that goes down?
That's from staring at the sun for too long.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. And when you stare at the sun for so long, your eyeballs explode.
Well, thank goodness that we're in the dark then.
Yeah, it's like 3 a.m.
Yeah, because I don't want to have to look out that window and see dark. Not shining in my eyes and ruining my sun vision.
Well, I wish I could see something at all. They need to install a light. It's season 2. We should at least, like, be able to know what's going on in here.
I know. By now, you would think we'd at least have lights in here or something.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see jack. It's pretty dark, but, you know, I have well-trained night scope vision, eyeball, and whatnot, so.
And you know what? From what I understand, Stitcher Radio has been paying us exclusively. Maybe they're paying Deckard Cain, and he's not putting lights in this place.
Yeah, they're not paying us.
No, we have not received a single dime from Stitcher Radio.
We haven't.
No, not even one.
No, that's hashtag true facts.
Yeah, you could true facts hashtag on either one of our Twitter accounts. That is true facts.
Yeah, and we've been working hard saying Stitcher Radio often.
But you know what, Elster Mendez? You're a fine lady, and I appreciate the email.
Yeah, we appreciate mails.
We do.
Yeah, pigeon mail is my favorite.
Yeah?
I don't get them as much as I used to, but
yeah, it's kind of a dying thing, but, you know, you gotta do what you can.
Yeah, you know, I just had the pigeon roost and come in with little letters and notes.
You know, I heard that rats are developing the same kind of technology.
Cool. They should definitely do that.
Well, they're really, the economy for them is really bad right now, so they're trying to find a way to mix it up, and I think that's the next step for them.
Well, not all of them can get hit by mutagen and then train turtles to be masters of ninjutsu.
That's an occurrence that not all of us have had the time to enjoy,
yeah.
I will say.
Understandable.
Yeah. You probably have, but, you know, nonetheless, that's okay.
Well, I've never been hit with a mutagen, but I've met some people who have, and let's just say, it was pretty ugly.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I could imagine.
Yeah.
One eye, sick, infected.
Yeah. Three humps on the back.
Oh, man.
You know, and one of them is droopy.
Yeah. And it has a strange boot that comes up the side, but it's ripped off at the toe.
I could totally handle, all of that, but it was just gross.
Yeah. I don't need that anywhere around me, so I hope mutagens and anything else that has anything to do with those rats, I hope they get away from me.
Yeah, I would understand that. Or mutated spiders. I wouldn't handle that.
You had to bring up the spiders.
I'll break their legs.
Well, that's good. I mean, at least somebody can take them out of the legs. That might be the way to defeat them.
You have to, because they can only crawl on four legs.
Hmm.
You know, or less.
Four legs
or
less.
Yeah, if you break three of them, you're pretty much guaranteed a victory.
So it's a tandem.
the new Bro-Berry flavor.
An Extreme Rush flavor, bro. Mountain Duo by Extreme Swash.
That's right. This is Terry.
And I'm Tony Tandem, the legendary Tandem Brothers.
Yeah.
Winners of 5 straight T-Game Tandem BMX Championships, bro. Because you know that's how we do it, bro.
The T-Whip flip, baby. Yeah.
And nothing tastes better than Mountain Duo after said T-Whip.
Quench
flip,
your
bro.
Thirst after a
yeah,
big burst.
Bro. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. The Tandem Brothers, we're just setting the world on fire, bro. You know what I'm saying, man? Just tandeming up. 1, 2.
This is Hot Swap Bua. I've got many good cars for you. Motorcycles, speeder bikes, Land Cruisers. I've got all of them for a very discount rate. Come to my used car emporium, Hotswapua, strong. We've got everything that the kids desire. Hover rounds, hover scooters, hover rollerblades. Everything that the kids want for Christmas. We have all of those at a discount rate that is tough. Come to Hotswapua's used car emporium.
Welcome back, folks.
I'm back.
Wow. You know, I think I'm going to have to get a vehicle very soon.
Well, I bought one of those hoverboards.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't get the pink one. I got the black Ninja edition.
Fair enough.
And it was pretty sweet, you know what I'm saying?
It sounds to be. I'm very interested in that technology.
Well, yeah, I'm just getting, you know, I got a Diet Swash at Club 86, and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
Man.
Yeah.
Swash is a great product.
It is.
It's recycled, nonetheless, but it's good.
Yeah, and that still new, good. And the new flavor that we heard about earlier with 20% more extreme.
Oh, man.
Speaking
of... Wazis Miller will take it to the extreme if he needs to.
Speaking I'll of that. 22...
Man. Folks, as I had mentioned previously, this technology was just recently discovered. In my mind, we have the Tandems.
Yeah. Welcome, folks. We have Tony and Todd.
Whoa, bro!
Yes! Whoa, bro, and it's not Todd, bro. It's totally Terry. That's my totally awesome
totally
brother, bro.
Terry.
You know
totally
what I'm saying?
Sorry
about
that,
we're guys. Totally tandem, bro. You know what I'm saying?
We apologize.
Cool.
So yeah,
what's,
bro.
What's going on today, boys?
Welcome to Thought Hour After Dark. It's an honor to have you guys on the show.
Yeah, it's definitely... Bro, let me just tell you, from one great tandem to another, it's just good to be in a company of another great team. Give it up top here, bro.
Absolutely.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
bro.
Right. In the studio.
Yeah, bro.
This is an amazing occurrence, folks. We have the Tandems in the studio.
Yeah, and these guys, multiple award winners of the T-Games, but just winning T-Game BMX things isn't just all you guys do. You know, that's just one thing. How did you guys get into the tandeming?
I want lots of twos, bro. I mean, I'd like to once again thank you guys for having us here. Me and
thank
my brother.
You.
You know, we're not gay, but even if we were, we'd be great at it, right?
That's right, bro.
Yeah.
But we're not. We're not. It's just brotherly love here, bro. Let me tell you something, bro. The way we got started in this is because quite basically we're just the greatest team that's ever been around. We do everything great as twos, you know? And like,
tandeming.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what we call it. We call it tandeming. And basically, man, we just kind of found out that we really kind of suck as singles, you know? And we're both just kind of the Marty Jannettys of the group, you know what I mean? And so we got to just stick together. Whoa, you know what I'm saying,
bro?
It's always good to have double Marty Jannettys in your pocket.
Yeah, because when you have two of those, you don't need an Al Snow.
Absolutely. And you never have to waste time if any Leaf Cassidy's.
None.
Yeah, bros. I mean, like he was saying, we went out, we tried to do things singly, and it just wasn't working, bros. So we knew that we had to team up and do what was right. And we did it, and we've done it good all the time, bro.
Succeeded and accomplished.
The first time we ever did it, bros, was the first time we were at a family reunion way back in the day. Busted out the hardcore action with the,
You remember, bro, we wanted to go to the store and I had that super longboard, bro, but we didn't want to walk, so we just both jumped on the longboard. You remember that, bro? And we, like, totally skated down to the store together in tandem. We were, like, busting out, like, ollies and, like, melon grabs.
Wasn't that, like, an 82?
Dude, bro, we were, like, skitching and shit.
Wow,
you remember that on the back
impressive.
Of the car, like, tandem? You know, we had two cars going, dude. It was so awesome, bro. And that's when we just realized, like, you know, bro... Like, we just do everything good, so...
So,
together,
what you're
man.
Telling me right now is that you guys very possibly may have invented tandeming. Exclusively. The two of you have combined since back in the day, back in the original amounts of time.
Yeah, bro.
And like, created tandeming. This could be on record right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, man, like, you're totally right,
Ninja
bro.
Steve?
Like, I think we probably did invent tandeming. I know we invented, you know, the T-Whip flip.
The
T-Whip flip is an impressive move, Ninja Steve.
Yeah, if you have not seen the T-Whip flip, can you guys explain the physics that go behind the T-Whip flip? Well, man, you know, I'm no
rocket surgeon, you know what I'm saying, bro? Yeah, but let me tell you, bro, like what it is like, you know, I sit on the front of the tandem bike and my brother here, Terry Tandem, my good bro.
He's the lead, bro.
He sits behind me. What we do is we hit that jump, bro, and like it's just like yeah, man, it's just like...
It's like ecstasy, bro. We're flying through the sky.
It's like we're eagles, bro. We're like
so brother, what you're saying is like brother eagles. You use in-sky drugs by maneuvering your vehicles.
No, man, it's not even the drugs, man. I mean, there are a lot of drugs. Don't get me wrong, bro.
It's a park.
Tandem
it's a
circuit. We do it's everything like in tandem, bro.
Because it's extreme. You know it's extreme.
Yeah. But basically what happens is I pop up in a nice one-handed handstand, bro, on the handlebars. My brother Terry here.
He's like a gymnast on those bars, bro. I mean, then I kick flip it, just like you'd see at any T-Games events.
Yeah, bro. And then my brother Terry does a nice sweet backflip, bro. Then we guzzle.
Mountain Swash. That's right, the new one.
Mountain Duo, bro. Extreme Rush. Yeah, bro.
It's pretty amazing. A lot of sponsorships going on, I can imagine.
You guys get paid healthy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Mountain Swash, you know, bro. I mean, they've been paying me and my brother pretty well since we won those tournaments, but how could you... Blame them.
I mean, I'm saying, bro, like, right now, I'm not trying to brag, bro, or be all, like, you know, making it rain up in this
studio,
bro.
Well, it is the Thought Hour After Dark. You can boast to the folks.
Well, I'm just saying.
Second season, right, bro?
This is season two.
The duo, bro. The duo.
We are in season two.
But what I'm saying, bro, is, like, I'm not trying to brag, bro, but we're probably making, you know, tens of dollars a week, man.
I commend that. That's strong work. That's
not breaking in that tandem.
We're not getting that from Stitcher.
Yeah.
Stitcher Radio is not giving us that.
We're getting the Easter egg.
I mean, it's
no. Yeah. No, yeah, we're getting an Easter egg. If we search around on websites for a couple of days, there might be a penny on there or something.
Maybe.
We could put it to a PayPal account.
They're definitely not giving us 2 cents.
No.
You know?
They sure haven't.
No.
Well,
but that's why
said,
you gotta
bros.
Be extreme, like these guys, the Tandems. Right. It's an honor to have you on the show. I think clearly, Ninja Steve, what has happened right now, we've discovered that tandeming was invented by these two.
If not by these two, at least perfected by these two.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, bro. I mean, like, when you look at us, we're just a team of perfection, bro. You know what I'm saying? And, like, we do everything tandem. We water ski tandem. Like, we surf tandem. And
well, it's been said, brother, that anything you can do as two, we can do, right? We've won titles all over the world.
But if you need one, bro, we can't get it done. You know what I'm saying, bro? We're just the greatest team in the world, bro.
Yeah, thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, bro.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You guys are always welcome back on the show.
If we do, we'll definitely have to have them on.
What we're going to have to do next time is we're going to have to set up a ramp and set up a skateboard, set up all that stuff, and have these guys perform live here for the folks.
Actually, during this interview, that's what I have been doing.
Really?
Yeah, and they're just about to start right now.
Yeah, bro, we're ready.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bro, let's do it, bro.
This is a special thing, folks.
All right. All
right, see what we're going to do here, bro, is we're going to jump on our twin deluxe extreme edition, specially made for the Tandem Bros. That's
absolutely.
Right. You can't just buy that anywhere, bro.
I know. Can you give us, like, a drum roll, please, bro?
All right.
Amazing, folks.
Whoa, bro.
Wow.
Whoa, bro.
That was extreme, bro.
That was extreme, bro.
I have to say
thanks for having us on, bros.
Thank you so much, folks.
We gotta go hit the tandem shower, bro.
Tandem it up. Ninja Steve, that was absolutely the most amazing thing my eyes have visually ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a circus in here. I've seen a guy juggle chainsaws, but yeah. I have never seen a tandem whip flip before.
Yeah, and folks,
that
cannot...
was a double tandem whip flip. I think that was the first time they've ever done that.
Well, the thing is too, they also high-fived at the same time, which is amazing.
I'm honestly blown away.
Yeah,
you know,
wow, folks, you don't even realize what the honor that just bestowed upon us right back to you in your mind.
Yeah, so if you guys were here and you saw that, amazing. And if you didn't see that, I hope your ears heard it.
Well, because... I'm taken aback and I'm taken aback.
Yeah,
either way,
I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah. This studio withstood that amazing trick. I'm surprised that it's not a hole in the middle of the roof and E.T.'s looking right up at you.
Well, I had to open the roof. That's why.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
true. When I installed that last season, it worked out really good.
Yeah. Great planning.
Yeah.
I'm like Deckard Cain with putting the lights back in.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised they could do this in the dark. Don't forget, that was the difficulty level was increased.
That's true. A lot of folks don't realize how amazingly done that was in the dark. I'm blown away.
Yeah, I would definitely say those were some good guests.
Yeah.
You know, and if we were ever to have a show, that people were to listen to, I would want them to be on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, think about this. If you go to that level where you're going so extreme that nothing else matters in your entire life, that you just keep doing flips, somersaults, cartwheels, on fire, running down the street, that's extreme.
Pretty. And they do it in the doubly delicious way.
It takes two to tango.
And they do that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
And I'm pretty sure they have single-handedly invented the technology, because what they were telling us, it went back from the very beginning of time. It happened by them.
Yeah, it was pre-Michael J. Fox and a DeLorean, so it had to have been before anything of existence that mattered. So I'm agreeable in that, you know, understandable.
Yeah, you know, and neither one of them were buttheads, so it's good.
Yeah.
They don't need sports books. They do it themselves.
No, they just dominate, you know. But I wish I could do that and make some money.
Whoa, bro. This is Tony Tandem.
Terry Tandem, bro.
And we're here to talk to you today about the greatest new tandem bike in the world, bro. Let me tell you, bro, specially made for the greatest tandem team in the world, the Tandem Brothers.
Yeah.
15-time tandem champions, three-legged T-games. Races, sack races. It doesn't matter, the T-games. We do it all, brother. Now, let me tell you, and we're here to talk to you today about the greatest new bike ever, bro.
That's right, bro. This bike is two times as good as a regular bike, bro.
Yo, that's right, bro. And let me tell you, this is the bike that we set the world record, the 50-foot high.
T-whip over Las Vegas Hotel, bro.
T-whip flip, bro. T-whip flip for life, bro.
Space Cowboy 3000.
Well, out there in the space of things, everywhere you look, there's lots of different things going on. Small cities, small gatherings of people and everything. But you know what? On this one town, Sheriff Saddle Rock, he takes care of the people, and he brings everything to justice. And on this sunny day, the way the sun was setting down on that saloon, Wildfield Space Saloon, the sun was shining in there, and Saddle Rock was having himself a drink, settling down there with Little Star, cooling in the day.
Well, hey there, Little Star. You see what's going on over there? Looks like there might be some problems on that space poker game.
It seems like they're back again, causing problems. Gambling.
Let's just listen in and see what's going on over there.
Well, I'll bet two spaces.
Okay, man.
I'll take your two space pieces and I'll double you up.
Bring me some space whiskey. I'll see that space raise and I'll space call ya.
Here you go. Here's your space whiskey.
Thanks, space prostitute.
You think they're getting rowdy over there?
I don't know. Let's keep an eye on them.
I think that space prostitute slipped him a space ace, Jimmy.
What are you talking about? Are you cheating over here? Are you space cheating?
This could be bad, Saddle Rock.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody space cheating over here.
Yo, man, no space lasers.
Oh. Aw, damn it. We gotta get chasing on those guys.
Ugh, you space shot me.
That's what you get for space cheating. At space poker, you get messed with the spaces and eights. That's what happens around these parts.
I will try to heal the wound. Just settle down. I will try to heal the wound.
While you I don't want no space engine touching me.
I'm trying to save your life.
I'd rather die an honorable space death than get you out with space medicine.
Then may you die in your own way. I go.
All right. Let that cheat die.
Well, if we're going to get the spaces and eights, we need to get on their trail fast. Let's get out of here.
I will follow the scent. My horse.
Aye, aye, aye. Who's going to space clean this up, senor?
Oh, Well, after that discovery of what's going down with the spaces and eight, they decide to travel up on down to Beat Defeat on Rattlesnake River Road. And on that river road, they find themselves closing in on the spaces and eight.
Well, see up there, little star? I knew the spaces and eights would set up camp here. There's hookers nearby. Space hookers.
That's right. They're always trying to take advantage of the space women.
Well, we're gonna get the jump on them. We gotta stay real quiet. We don't want to wake any of them up. It won't be good.
It's good that they snore loud. We can sneak faster by smelling the ground.
I'm gonna get the jump on. Space dreams.
Go for it.
Space dreams.
I got you, damn Bart.
No!
Hey, he's trying to stop him, little star. He's getting away.
I got morning space erection.
Oh, no, not morning wood.
Oh, you ain't gonna get nothing on me. Get him, little star. I got this one. He's a big one. We're just gonna get this one. Well, that's what happens when you mess with Apollo Saddle Rock, the sheriff of space. I keep these parts clean. These space is safe around when Apollo Saddle Rock and Little Star is in town.
That's right. We take care of everybody.
Well, we got one of the spaces in eights, but one of them got away.
For now, that should be good enough.
Well, I hope that we don't have to deal with these guys again.
Oh, this isn't the end. They hike all up on these parts.
Well, if they want to mess with me, Apollo Saddle Rock, they'll get the law.
Well, welcome back, folks.
Welcome back. That was definitely interesting. The Tandem Twins were a really good guest. I mean, I don't hate to plug, you know, but I am a master of plugging.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to plug so that it gets out there.
And
if you folks don't know about it, how are you going to know about it?
Yeah. And, you know, you got to know about it.
And like just today, I discovered the art of tandeming and it's changed my life.
Yeah. You know, I think we'll have to try some tandeming.
Yeah, dude. We could try some fusion techniques and see if we can become one person and we could take on the entire internet.
Yeah. We could. We could, like, super power up and just dominate and take on all other forms of the internet in all flavors.
But you know what? I don't think that that's possible.
Why not?
I don't think that one man can host a ThoughtCast. Well, I just don't think it's possible.
I don't think one person could.
No.
But it takes two to tango, as they say.
But if you were to fuse into one individual to host a podcast or a ThoughtCast...
You wouldn't be that good.
No, it just wouldn't work. You can't host a ThoughtCast or a podcast as one person and have it be successful.
No, you would definitely need more than one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all those people out there think it's real? You're not.
No, you're imitation.
Yeah, and you don't want to be an imitation.
Yeah, and it's not a form of flattery when it comes to what you're doing.
No, imitation is, it's very embarrassing and it wears down your skin.
Yeah, and it can cause like flakes and redness.
And that could fall in your soup and that would be problems for you and the entire neighborhood.
And you do not want redness falling in your soup.
No.
I wouldn't.
You know, soup can be red and delicious and that's fine, but
if it's got a tomatoey flavor, it can be.
Oh, absolutely. You know, a long time ago, they had tomato-flavored almond noodles, and they were amazing.
I never tried the tomato-flavored almond noodles.
Yeah, they were around for a very small time. They were delicious, but then they disappeared.
For like, how long of a time? A week?
It was probably about 6 minutes.
So they just made how many packages, maybe, you think?
I'm thinking approximately 75.
How many of those were you able to pertain?
I would say a steady stream, about 2 to 4. In a 5-week span.
Nice. So you ate them all then?
I did. Oh, I did.
So you basically are the reason why there wasn't any more.
You know, that's very possible.
That's.
I was the test demographic.
Well, you know, why didn't they make it? I would have ate them.
Yeah, I enjoyed them thoroughly, so I don't know.
You know, well, that's just a mystery to be solved at a later date, I guess.
It does. It could have something to do with Uncle Bill, though.
He's pretty good at stuff.
Yeah, he produces some of the most quality fine food of all time.
He does. He's tasty, delicious tidbits.
And he's made it sustain for like 3,000 years, I hear.
Yeah, he's pretty old. I don't know how he stays alive, you know, due to the fact that he's old.
Like, you know, if Deckard Cain would throw down some of that money, maybe we could actually get Uncle Bill on the show.
Yeah. Maybe if Stitcher Radio was to throw out some of that money.
You know, that's Elsa Mendez. If you could just contact some people and let them know that
People are there.
It's like, hey, we're getting some views.
Yeah.
People are giving a listen.
Yeah, so, you know.
Where's my check?
Yeah, give them that check.
Yeah, I want my check.
It's real. Yeah. It's very real.
Yeah.
If we had that check, we could have somebody that climbed a mountain.
Yeah, we could. We could go to places.
Yeah.
We could have bought a deluxe edition.
We could have had that bike.
We could have bought the twin duo beach cruiser. You know,
I've never even been to a beach.
Yeah, and we could have went there.
Yeah, well, you know what, Stitcher Radio? We've said your name about 75 times. Now pay us.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I'm in full accordance to that fact. I think that is the truth.
You know, if you're paying Deckard Cain, you can just get a hold of us and tell us that you're giving it to him instead of us. That's fair.
Yeah.
That but would at least be, tell us.
That would be fairness. I could understand the equalosity of that.
Yeah, because it's gotten to the point where people are having to take the time to put copies of their shows on VHS tapes and send them out to people.
I know, you know, and when you know how hard it is to transfer this show on to a Betamax?
It's extremely difficult.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a thriving Betamax market out there. Don't get me wrong. And that's why we do it.
Right.
But
right.
At the same time, it's a lot of work.
Right.
And
it's a lot of work, and it takes a lot of time, and it's stressing people out, I think.
Yeah, people cry.
Yeah.
There's hair getting pulled out.
Yeah, their shows don't get done on time.
No, there's vertical slashes.
They show up in Barcelona.
Yeah.
It's crazy business out there.
Yeah. People don't do shows.
So, folks, I guess what I'm trying to say, start tandeming, work together.
Yeah.
And help each other out.
Yeah, the world would be better off when more people are doing things together.
Exactly.
So, you know, true facts. Hashtag that.
Hashtag that. Hashtag tandem. It's going to be a hashtag.
Yeah. I just need to use two nunchucks now.
Two nunchucks.
Double.
Dual wielding.
Tandem.
Tandem.
It's like. Always know.